And now for my next trick. I will combine the strength of hefty, ultra-strong trash bags with the joyfully clean scent of Fabuloso!
Wow! Smells like rainbows and unicorns!
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Well, that turned out better than when I tried to split my assistant in half.
New hefty, ultra-strong trash bags with Fabuloso scent. So strong, so joyful, it must be magic.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, what's the 20th, isn't it?
Yes.
20th day of June. Tomorrow's the first day of summer. Tomorrow's the longest day of the year. And tonight, way back in the phone booth, we've got pastors, mighty men. They're mighty men. Well, they're mighty in a lot of ways. They're mighty sure of their own gender. Yep, you can ask them and they'll tell you. They know, no doubt about it. All right. Other things, maybe not so much, but they're mighty sure about that. And then in between them, there he is. He's our producer tonight. He's here. He's a blog master. Give yourself a plug. Plug your blog. Go ahead.
StylesRebelRadio.com.
You hear that? There you go, folks. And anyhow, he's here for a while, and he's doing it in style. Our producer, Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, young fella. And sitting here live in the studio, 84 pounds of pure. Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Alrighty. And there's a long story behind this, folks. Have you ever known anyone who gets lost in their own house? Just ask yourself a question. When it's a two-room house. No, only kidding. Now we have, you heard that laugh. That wasn't a cackle. That was a mighty laugh from way out in Missouri. In fact, sometimes they call him the Missouri Laugher, and that's none other than the Parson Pastor Joe Larson.
Well, glad to be with you another night, but I notice how you will start to say something and leave a word out and just leave it to our imaginations.
Yeah.
We fill in the blanks, so it's our fault if we get it wrong.
Or if you get it weird. Yeah, that's likely. All righty. Well, listen, we got to get serious because we've got a whole lot to do tonight. And we got to get serious because this is Pledge Week. And if we don't raise a lot of money, then we are in serious hot water. So, folks out there, listen. Joe, just why is this radio program, just in, maybe 20 words or less, very, very important to keep on the air?
We've been the watchman on, well, you've been the watchman on the wall for
50 years this year.
And we've been ahead, as long as I've been with you, ahead of the news on almost every major issue that has come up. We have been proven time and time again that we were right way back at the beginning, when it takes sometimes years for the truth to come out. And that's one of the reasons, because we never hold back. We tell the truth. We are always straight with our listeners. And regardless if it's something they don't want to hear, we tell them what God wants them to hear.
Amen. And so for 50 years, we've never, never, no, not ever once compromised, have we? And we haven't.
I can't think of a time there's been any compromise. It's always straight ahead, run to the battle, fight the fight, and there is no reverse.
And because we've done that, we've had a tremendous amount of opposition over the years. People that don't play fair, do they?
No, and we have offended a lot of people, made a lot of people angry that, truth is hate to those who hate the truth.
And those were our friends. Just think of what our enemies think of us, right?
Yeah.
No,
hey, if it hurts, we even tell our brothers and sisters the truth, even if it hurts, because unless you're convicted of sin, you will not turn from your ways and change. You will not repent, and you will not get back on the good side of the Lord.
Amen. Speaking of that, we got to get going.
Enough to tell them the truth.
All righty. This is Pledge Week, folks. We got to get some pledges in. The numbers are credit cards, especially 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. People keep telling me I give the number too fast. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, remember, we have a special. We have The Gay Agenda, which is, boy, I'm going to tell you, they were right on. This book was from 2004, and Dr. Ronnie Floyd, he hit the nail dead on the head. Everything he said would happen is happening. And then you've got The Rubbish Hauler's Wife versus Barack Obama. She gets into it. Yes, Susan Daniels, who we've had here, she gets into it about Barack Obama, how, and of course, this guy, I approached him from what a candidate for an Antichrist. Now, he is an Antichrist, but she goes after him for all of his illegal and false identity and all of his illegal activities. And then, and that's $20, a donation we ask. And then we've got my next favorite book next to the Bible. That's The Bible Answer for Every Need, or called The Little Red Book. And folks, I'm going to tell you, it is such a handy book. I mean, if you have nothing to do, or let's just say during the day you have a few minutes, and you just open this little book, and it shows you every topic in the Bible, where to go, where to find the verses. And I'm going to tell you, I've been a pastor now for all these years, 50 years I've been preaching, and this book is helpful to me. In fact, every pastor I know that has one says the same thing. What do you think, Joe?
Amen. I agree totally. I use it a lot.
So anyhow,
especially
so now,
when you've had your brain addled and can't remember things well, that really, really helps.
Right. And this one, we're asking a donation of 25. But, you know, if you have 20, 20, and 25, that comes out to 65. But, Joe, if they ask for all three books, they can get all three for $50. And that's about a 30% saving, isn't it?
Well, we got to remember, it's a donation to the ministry. We don't sell anything. Everything is a donation. But these are suggested donations, right?
Absolutely. Those are suggested donations. And over the years, have we given people that were destitute, who couldn't afford it, have we given it to them anyhow?
We've given out thousands of things, books and tapes and music and all kinds of things, because that's the Lord's way of doing it.
Because the idea is to get the message out, right? Is to get the message.
Yes.
So there you go. We've done that. All righty. We have, okay, let me see. We have pledges. We have Beverly in New York pledged 1,000. Wow. Thank you, Beverly. Well, we need to get some. We definitely need to get some people to match that. Thank you, Bear. And Sarah in Michigan pledged 20. Thank you, Sarah. All right, folks, can somebody match Beverly tonight? That would be great. Joe, while we're waiting for someone to match Beverly, let's get into our scripture. The title of the message was Fathers from the Beginning. And we left off here yesterday. Remember, Adam was the first. He was the first in a lot of different ways, wasn't he?
He sure was.
He was the first human father. He was the first father of a son that was a prophet. And he was the first father of a son who was a murderer. And so here, as we take a look at that, we talked about how also Eve, his wife, probably thought that she was seeing with the birth of Cain, that she was seeing the seed of the woman who would trample the head of the seed of the serpent being born. But in fact, it was just the opposite, that Cain was the seed of the first seed of the serpent, huh?
Sure was. And that's so, where we left off on verse 6 of chapter 4 of the book of Genesis.
And he was also, Cain was also, not only was he the first murderer, but he was also the first to marry a sister or a niece. We don't know if it was a sister or a niece, but we know he took wives, didn't we?
He sure did. It made it quite clear.
And then
he was in the land of Nod, and Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare a son named Enoch.
And so what was the reason that God accepted Abel's offering but not Cain's? Because it said, and in the process of time, that means there was an appointed time where Cain and Abel were to meet with the Lord and give them their offerings. And both the offerings from the ground and the offerings from the flock were both acceptable. So it wasn't that the offerings themselves were not acceptable. What was it that made Cain's offering unacceptable to God?
Condition of the heart. One was given, you know, as a blessing and a thanks, and one offering was given because he had to, forced to. And it was given begrudgingly, which means it really wasn't worth much to the Lord.
Well, do you think possibly, when we take a look at the sacrifice of the lamb, that this was quite a sacrifice, a loss to Abel. But then when it came to Cain, do you think possibly, when Cain had put the sacrifice together, he gave himself the credit that, boy, this is something I'm done. Look at this offering. Look at what I put together. Look what I did. Do you think maybe it might have been about Cain and not about the good Lord? I mean,
that's a very good explanation. The other is just he was begrudging that he had to give up something that was his, you know, so it could have been several different reasons, but it all started in the heart, right?
Yeah, so pride always comes before the fall, right?
Yes.
And so, do we have anything to be proud of?
No. Everything we have, from our size, shape, looks, intelligence, our aptitudes, abilities, all came from God. We didn't create any of them. We were given them. And so we really have nothing that we can claim on our own.
So you're kind of saying that you and I should never, ever take any pride in the way we look, right?
No, I don't need to, no. No, the way we look was,
I don't have a problem with that. I don't think that's going to happen to me.
And I don't have a problem there, folks.
All right, no problem. Yeah, because everything that we have is by God. If we're, like you said, if we're intelligent, if we're strong, whatever, it's by God's grace, huh?
If you have a great singing voice, it wasn't anything you did. I mean, I don't have one, but some people have this marvelous voice. Well, it's a gift. They didn't create it. They didn't, you know, they may work on it to make it better, but the talent is either there or it isn't. You know, you're musically inclined, you're mathematically inclined, you're mechanically inclined. You know, all these things are gifts. And Bible makes it clear we're all given different gifts.
Well, I definitely didn't let my voice change who I am, Joe. All right, there you go.
Johnny Cash had nothing really to worry about.
Hey, Johnny Cash got nothing on me, though. All righty. John, I like Johnny Cash. There, how you really did. I hear that train coming now. It's coming around the bend. All right, now. All right, Sarah in Michigan gives 20, and Norma in Illinois gives 100. Thank you, Sarah and Norma. Now,
Norma,
let me see. Let's pick it up where we left off. We have to go. All right, let me see what we got coming in here. It's Little Lisa. All right. Well, folks, right now we are down to where we need 5,800 is for our goal tonight. So we're 5,800 short. We have time to do it. We really do. All we have to do is get about six people to match Beverly, and we're there. All right? So you hear that, six people? You know who you are.
And four people to match what I came up with last night, 200, and we've got it made.
Yeah, kind of scared you when I said 2,000, didn't it?
Yeah, it kind of did.
All right. Okay. All right, listen.
Our pastor's salaries are not that, actually, you and I don't make any money for this radio ministry that we put in probably over 40 hours a week, every week. And so, yeah.
It all goes to the Lord's work, huh? Now, listen, let's go to verse 7. If thou dwellest well, if thou dost well, shall not thou be accepted. And if thou dost not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. In other words, he's saying that sin, that he is more obedient to his sin, embracing sin, and not God, huh?
Exactly. And what God's doing is giving him a chance to look at himself, to do an evaluation, to repent of that, and change things. But he doesn't take the clue, does he?
No. Now here, you know, Adam, just think about what Adam had to bear up with, knowing if he had only listened to God, only not Eve, if he'd only listened to God and not Eve, and, you know, that was, in fact, God had instructed him. Eve was supposed to listen to Adam, huh? And so, but he didn't. And we saw what happened in that case. So he ended up with having the first son who was a murderer. But now he also had the first son that was a prophet, a righteous prophet in Abel. What do you think Abel and Cain's
dead? So he lost both sons in a way, one to sin and one to death.
What do you think that conversation was with? Okay. All right, let me see. All right, we have Pastor Hal has called in with $1,000. He's making a $1,000 pledge, too. Wow. There you go. That puts us up to about 4,800. Okay. About 4,800. Wow, what we need for tonight.
Wow.
Okay, so praise the Lord. Let's bring Pastor Hal up. Are you there, Hal?
Yeah, Pastor, I just want to tell people, you know, there's a lot of ways you can go through your money in your life and not have account for much of anything. But what you give to the Lord, that lasts forever. You can't lose with what you give to the Lord. And so I just want to encourage everybody, you know, King David said, is there not a cause? There's a battle going on, and God needs us to get into that battle and sacrifice and make offerings and donations to keep the kingdom of God there for people to get saved and to be edified by, and we're trying to save America, and you know, it's they need Jesus, and so this program has taken Jesus to them, and this is your opportunity to do something with your money that'll last forever.
Well, I just got one question, Pastor Hal. Is $1,000, is that the best you can do?
Whoa. Right now.
Oh, man.
That is above and beyond what he can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to thank you. Pastor Hal, he heads up our trucking ministry, Truckers for Christ, where he reaches, and every week we get a good report of some trucker from out of town someplace coming through, stopping and getting saved. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Amen.
And so we want to praise the good Lord. Yeah, well, thank you very much, Pastor Hal.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, and I want to give those numbers are 888. 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. All right, folks, we're done. What did I say? About 4,800, I believe, were what we need for tonight. We could do that. We could do that because we've got enough time to do that. All right, let's finish this tonight here with Adam, and when we take a look at, what do you suppose Abel's conversation with Cain was about? Because Abel was Jesus said Abel was a righteous prophet. You think he might have been preaching to his brother somewhat?
I think he was explaining to his brother why his sacrifice had not been acceptable to God. And it probably angered his brother.
And so now God made him very clear. He said, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground, okay? And so what do you think the blood of all those innocent babies that Democrats kill, do you think that their voice, all those millions of babies that the Democrats have killed, do you think their voice is awful, awful loud in God's ears?
Oh, Lord knows it is. I mean, if he can hear, you know, if he knows when a single sparrow falls to earth, that he knows every single one of those children, and when they die, he knows it. And he knows who they are, what they were to have been, who they are, and they become his at that point, and they go directly to heaven. And so, boy, does he know.
Well, righty here, when we said, and I want to jump ahead to verse 16, and Cain went off from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. Now, here, if we take a look at, I want to check just a couple things here. In verse 19, it says, Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of one was Adah, and the name of the other was Zillah. He was the first man to have, the first father to have two wives, wasn't he?
Yes, the first man, yep.
Okay, now, you know, actually, back in those days, it was only a man that could have a wife. You know, and it was just about 100% of the time, wives were women.
Yeah, it was, not just about, it was.
Yeah, we didn't have all those things we have today, huh? And so... And then we have
eating what Sodom and Gomorrah never even dreamed of.
Well, the Sodomite Party, formerly known as the Democratic Party, they're filled with a lot of very strange things, aren't they?
Yep, and I've got a story to tell just about that when we get done with the Bible study.
Alrighty.
Actually, some truth that really needs telling.
All right, and Adah. That was one of his wives. She bare Jabel, and he was the father of those that dwell in tents. Nomad. So he was the first father that was a nomad, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we covered a lot of first.
From place to place, a herdsman.
Yep. When I was in Israel, they still have it. Just about everybody lives in the cities, but they're still out there, and you still have the nomads, and they... you know, they have their camels still, and you see them out there putting up their tents, and it's an amazing thing out there to see that. That's still happening. Okay, so with that, we will be back right after this. Don't go away. A lot more to come.
Face the flag of stars and bars of red and white and blue.
Face the flag, son. Read what's written there. The history, the progress, the heritage we share. Our flag reflects the past, son, but stands for so much more. And in this age of Aquarius, it still flies in the forward. It leads the forward movement shared by all mankind to learn, to love, to live with peace of mind, to learn the mysteries of space as well as those of Earth, to love each man for what he is, regardless of his birth, to live without the fear of reprisal for belief, to ease the tensions of a world that cries out for relief.
Raise the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue. The flag that guarantees the rights for men like me and you.
Face the flag, son. Take a good long look. What you're seeing now can't be found in a history book. It's the present, the future, son. It's being written now. And you're the one to write it. The flag can show you how. Do you know what it stands for? What its makers meant? To think, to speak, the privilege of dissent. To think our leaders might be wrong, to stand and tell them so. These are the things that other men under other flags will never know. But responsibility, that's the cross that free men must bear. If you don't accept that, freedom isn't there.
Raise the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue. A flag that guarantees the rights for men like me and you.
Face the flag, son, and face reality. Our strength and our freedoms are based in unity. The flag is but a symbol, son, of the world's greatest nation. As long as it keeps flying, there's cause for celebration. So do what you gotta do, but always keep in mind, a lot of people believe in peace, but there are the other kind. If we want to keep these freedoms, we may have to fight again, God forbid. But if we do, let's always fight to win. The fate of a loser is futile. It's bare. No love, no peace, just misery and despair. Face the flag, son, and thank God it's still there.
Just imagine all the wars we've won because of John Wayne. He never lost a one.
Never lost a war.
Not at all. All right, he was my hero. Thank you, Vera in New York, 50, and Lois in Parma, 100, and Joyce in New York, or New Jersey, 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, those numbers are, for credit cards, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Hey, Joe, you know what? They were talking about again. Nobody knows what a woman is, but I know what a woman was, and I told them a long time ago, right? A woman can be, a woman was a daughter. She was a sister. She could be an aunt. She could be a mother and a grandmother. But, you know, and a woman can be a wife, okay? And do you know what a wife is? I know what a wife is. Do you know what a wife is, Joe?
It is your life partner. It is your person that you spend the rest of your life with, for to become one, according to the Lord.
And here I thought it was something, just somebody that remembered all the wrong things you've done since you've been married.
Well, that's what the world makes all the bad jokes. But it's when two people become as one. And when you care probably more about each other than you do about yourself.
Yep, 56 years for me this year, John. I've got it was. Now I happen to know that my wife's not listening tonight; that she's sleeping. And
your
so,
wife does for putting up with you. She deserves a medal. I mean, a big medal trophy.
It's been 56 years of wedding bliss. 55 for her and one for me. Holy kidding. No, I got a wonderful, wonderful wife. I've got to say that. And you're right, Joe. She's had an interesting life living with me because I've had
we
an interesting
both
life.
We married up in that sense. We definitely did. Hey, but I've got something real serious. A topic that extends. I want to read a couple of headlines, Pastor, and then I'm going to go back and tie them together. Okay?
Go for it.
Everybody in the U.S. is getting depressed, according to the Center for Disease Control. They did a study across all 50 states, including D.C., on adults 18 and up, and it talks about how bad depression is across the land. Biden administration admits LGBT lifestyle produces worse mental health addiction. Story, vicious left unleashes total war on women. Sexually explicit books are really valuable to students, librarians are told at a conference. Pornography does not equate to something that makes you uncomfortable. Yeah, pushing things on little children, and it's mostly on the lesbianism, sodomy, things like that. Top enlisted Army leader is in an hours-long battle over pride. Why, yes, pride is something, is really something to focus on, because people are being mean online. The Army's highest-ranking enlisted soldier is busy pushing discrimination, harassment, and pushing the support for the LGBTQ plus child on school libraries and on bases. And finally, NPR celebrates Father's Day, which was this weekend, with Pregnant Dad Story. Well, that's the headline. A man can't be pregnant. It was a woman who thinks she's a man, gets pregnant, and that's a really strange story.
Here's a question, Joe. Here's a question. Think about it.
Sure.
When you run into these women that think they're men, should we tell them that they're not?
I think so. The truth. I'm a firm believer in the truth. No, you're not a man. You're never going to be a man. Every cell in your body is female.
So what if they've been taking testosterone?
You can do things, but you cannot change what's in your cellular structure of your body.
What if they've been taking testosterone treatments, and because now they've got a name for those now. They're called Trantifa. And so,
they've got a name for everything. It doesn't mean anything, because most of the time their definitions are not true.
Well, let me ask you this, and answer me truthfully. Do you think the entire Democratic Party is mentally ill?
Yes.
I do, too.
I believe that because the Democratic Party is anti-Christ, it's anti-woman, it's anti-life, it's anti-God, morals and manners. It's anti the Constitution. It's anti everything that most of us hold near and dear. And the only people that would love death more than life and love sin more than...
I got to jump in because the phones aren't ringing. Folks, we got to give you that number. It's 888. If we got to make our goal tonight, we can't do it without you. It's 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. And or 888-677-9673. Joe, I got to tell them too. Folks, if you want this special, any of those, the gay agenda donation, we ask $20 or for the rubbish hauler's wife versus Barack Obama or the Little Red Book, which is $25. If you want these, you got to tell us. You see, you got it when you send your money in or when you order it, because what happens is people will... they'll send in a donation, but they won't mention it. And then later on, they wanted to know why they didn't get their books. Well, you didn't tell us you wanted one. See, this makes it a lot easier for us if we know that. So go ahead and boy, they're good one. And you know that book by Ronnie Floyd, he was spot on, Joe. But go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Well, basically talking about that book, I'll start with a question. What is the Biden administration pushing the hardest of all the things they're pushing? What is
sodomy? They're pushing sodomy. They're sodomy the hardest.
Sodomy and
abortion
change. They're pushing
abortion number one, sodomy two,
right.
And
okay,
trans
sodomy
yeah.
two. All right. Now they push this. They push the gay agenda, the pride flag. Remember, they were flying the pride flag in the White House. They're celebrating June, which is
according to God's word, the Bible. Joe Biden is completely an abomination. According to the word of God, he has been given over completely. Listen, according to what God's word says, especially there in Romans 1, Joe Biden is completely and totally reprobate. He is completely and totally reprobate. Go ahead.
Okay, so Biden administration admits that this lifestyle, LGBTQ, whatever all the letters, produces the worst mental health addictions, okay? Now, Americans who identify as gay or lesbian, bisexual, are far more likely to suffer from depression. Well, I just read headline, CDC says America, everyone is getting depressed, okay? The most depressed people are those that are gay, lesbian, bisexual. Now, the big report says it can't explain the reason for this, but they give a fake thing. But anyway, adults who have sex with members of the same sex experience lower quality of life. The women who have sex with members of both were six times more likely to commit suicide as straights. Bisexual men were four times more likely to have a serious mental illness. A high prevalence of substance abuse, mental health has been documented among all those who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual. And you start going down, and the rates of things, half of all bisexual men and women, half, use extreme illicit drugs. We're talking about strong, heavy, the hardest narcotics. That's double and triple the rate of heterosexual men and women. Bisexual women are 360% more likely to misuse opioids. They are hundreds of percent more likely to misuse legal drugs. They suffer elevated levels of serious mental illness, major depressive episodes, suicidal ideation, suicide attempts. On and on we go. Identified homosexuals, lesbians suffer the most serious, severe forms of depression, suicide. They have, as it goes down, every category you can think of. And then you get down to really scary. There were 75 studies that back this stuff up. Three out of four lesbians, almost 60% of men who have sex with other men, all have reported childhood sexual abuse. Aha! Now we're coming to what is so important. All these studies in gay and lesbians, bisexuals, they have more physical abuse, more sexual abuse, more verbal abuse, and almost all of them had sexual or violent trauma in childhood. Bingo. There it is. Abused children are the ones who are turning out to be lesbians, homosexuals, bisexuals. One study found that men who have sex with other men were almost 700% more likely to have been molested as children than regular straight men. And 2,200% of lesbians were more likely to have been molested as young children. what this is, folks, is the world is lying about this being an alternate lifestyle, about this being good. You know, they call themselves gay. They're not gay. They're not happy. According to the, this came from the Biden administration, this report, it's a very big study. It was published by the Washington Strand, Ben Johnson, the author. What we have here is truth. The sickest people in the country are those who were abused as children, and child abuse is a crime. So what are they pushing now? More child abuse, trying to explain little boys, if you feel like a girl, you can become a little girl. Little girl, you can become a little boy. The sin of the original abuse is multiplying, and now we see hundreds of times more girls wanting to be boys than ever before, and hundreds of times more little boys wanting to be girls than ever before.
Are they really want to be, or have they been convinced? Have they been convinced by public school teachers?
Yeah.
Have they been convinced that that's... So most of the time, they don't come up with this on their own. They're influenced, even in kindergarten and that, you have, we're seeing... And these parents that despise their children enough, these parents that hate their children so much that they'll take them to see a drag queen, that they would do that to those little children.
You see, but abusive people, they were... The odds are, like I said, what, by hundreds of percent, almost 700%, or you know, what I just read, those figures are startling, that most of these people were abused physically, sexually, you know, mentally, what was it? Yeah, men, almost 700% more likely to have been abused. The women, 2,200 times more likely to have been abused. That's why these women, when they take their children to see this stuff, they were abused. This cycle perpetuates. The evilness, the sin, is carried over. And as I look at this, studies in the United Kingdom come out the same. The, you know, the abuse is at the bottom of it. The high rates of mental illness, the high rates of suicide, the high rates of heavy drug use. All of these go back. It comes from Sweden. I'm trying to do this.
All right, I got to jump
Sweden,
in quick.
United Kingdom, it's all over. You can find the proof, but it's never.
All righty. Barb in Lakewood pledges 50. Thank you, Barb. Joyce in, no, we already did Joyce. Tom from Detroit pledges 100. And Norma in Illinois pledges 50. Okay, so. Joe, let me ask you this. What do you think about Joe Biden? Do you think that that he was abused? Because, well, right now he's kind of been traumatized because he had his heart set upon building a rail system from the United States to the Indian Ocean. He was going to put this railroad across the ocean, and now they're telling him he can't do that. You can't run train tracks across the ocean. So now, what do you think? How is that going to affect him?
The only thing that affects him, he is a megalomaniac. He is an evil, wicked person. His whole life has been about power, about Joe. He's been play-acting his whole life, going from one thing, whatever he thinks is
okay.
Going to get him votes.
I'm going to do you.
He's
I'm going to
an evil, wicked man.
I'm going to give you a quiz, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, I'm going to describe four characteristics. One of them is for a president, and the other is for a dictator. One of them is for a real leader. The other is for a dictator. So what? Okay, now. One, they have their political opponents arrested.
Dictator.
They bribe and extort and sell the people's country for their own greedy great gain.
Dictators.
They control the media, and they use the media and weaponize the media against the people they're supposed to be supporting.
Kind of like Adolf Hitler and Stalin, me the dictator.
They weaponize the intelligence agencies against the people they go after and try to take away parental rights.
Sounds just like Hitler and Nazi Germany, dictator.
They do all that they can to silence all opposition by using intimidation, and they want to silence any and all resistance. So,
right, and if that doesn't work, they eliminate the opposition dictator.
Now, here's a good example of that. We have, you've heard about this guy called Hunter Biden. And here, American Justice, 69-year-old grandmother. I'm looking at this woman. She's a 69-year-old grandmother with cancer. And she was given more prison time for walking inside the U.S. Capitol than Hunter Biden gets for sharing classified documents with foreign regimes and multi-million dollar bribery schemes. And do you know what that's called? That's called the American justice system now, according to the
that's
deep
state. It's called unequal justice. It's rules for us, but not for those in power. Well, there's another headline, Kodak Black. There's a black man who is slamming Hunter Biden's plea deal because this artist got 3 years for the very same crime that Hunter Biden is getting away with without any time.
Yeah, but didn't you hear Joe?
And he's black.
Joe said his son is totally innocent. And Joe said also, Joe Biden, and I heard him say this, Joe Biden said of himself, I am an honest and truthful man.
That's the biggest lie I've heard this year.
Yeah. It's got to be. No.
It's up there in the top 10 at least. It's got to be, to me, though, one of the biggest, because this man has lied his entire career. He has lied just about every time he opens his mouth. He says something that's not true.
Well, Donald Trump told you exactly what was going to happen about 2 weeks ago. He said, here's what they're going to do. I can tell you right now. They're going to slap Hunter Biden on the wrist, and they're going to do this, okay, to try to justify coming after me. And so, boy, he was right on the money. All right, Jesse.
Oh, exactly.
Jesse in Minnesota pledges $250. Thank you, Jesse. Alrighty, very good. Thank you.
Well, the other thing, that dictator thing you were saying, they rule by fear, and that's exactly right now. I think one of the most dominant forces happening in America today is fear. People are deathly afraid of their government. They're afraid of the government. And so they are unwilling to speak out. I made some notes. Right now, America is collapsing financially, morally, militarily, spiritually, you name it. We're on a steep downfall. And it starts with Americans are afraid. Those that aren't afraid, we have those that are too ignorant to be afraid. We have those that are apathetic, just don't care about anything but themselves. We have a group that's suffering from avoidance. They want to stay away from anything unpleasant, so they, like the ostrich, hide their head in the sand. Then I meet a lot of people who are in denial. Just they hear things, they just don't want to believe it. Oh, that's just not true. You're exaggerating. That's you're embellishing that. So they're in denial. And then you have those that outright just reject the truth, and that's most of those on the left. They do not want to hear the truth if it goes against their belief, their narrative, the truth be damned. And if you put these together, these are the, and it comes down to lack of faith in God. If the nation really were born-again believers, had faith in God, they wouldn't have fear. They wouldn't be apathetic. They surely wouldn't be ignorant. You can't be in denial if you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And you certainly can't reject the truth and avoid the issues.
Alrighty, folks.
You're truly born again.
Joe, I got to give the numbers because the phones aren't ringing right now. Wait, Tony in Massachusetts pledged 100. Oh, wait. Yeah, we did Jesse in Minnesota. He pledged 250. Thank you. Now, 888.
Yes, folks, we need to hear from you.
Yep, 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888 877-9673. I keep thinking about Joe. Here, over 2 years ago, we told you when we sat and listened to the Chinese generals talking about they were going to invade America, that they would invade the planet, and the Chinese, they make plans for many, many years in advance. I mean, many years.
Do they have a 100-year plan?
Yeah, well, they were talking about how they were going to do that. And so here, all of this time, now, and they talked about how they have their people in the highest offices in America. Joe Biden has brought thousands and thousands and thousands of Chinese nationals into this country. He's brought them in. They're in place. They're in order now to take over America. We don't have a head of the military. Our military, they have come right out and made it very clear. Their main priority is not the defense of America. When you talk about Austin, Milley, and that woman who from the Space Force, they made it very clear. Their priority is pushing lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers. Okay, that's
exactly.
Their. They made it very clear. That's they want to force this what God's word, the Bible, calls. An abominable thing, an unclean thing, a real, really unclean thing upon the American people. That is their, now that's what we call high treason. It's called high treason.
And that's ground for impeachment, right? High crimes, and treason is a crime. That's about the highest crime you can have.
Absolutely. That's a crime. Well, treason is still, you can still get the death penalty for that. So.
Yeah.
And that's what all of them, when you talk about them, you talk about Ed Merrick Garland, Ed Chris Ray, Joe Biden, John Comer, all of them, all the way down the line, are guilty of that. So, high treason against the American people. Now, this is why they fear Donald Trump so much. He hasn't been a part of them. He's not, they weren't able to haul him in and to become a part of their deep state. He's actually pro-America, and so that's why they fear him so much. They have a saying, anyone who cannot be bribed or bought can't be trusted. That's the way a Democrat acts. That's what the deep state
now
is doing.
Now they want us in jail. They don't just, not that. Now they want us jailed.
Yep, absolutely. All righty.
If we don't go along with them, put us in jail. Shut us up.
We're coming up to a break, but I just wanted to say... We're coming up to a break, but I wanted to say the scale of Biden's legal payment scandals triples overnight, Joe. It went from $10 million to $30 million now that they have evidence. Overnight, evidence of $30 million worth of bribes that the Biden crime family has taken. So there you go, folks, and that's happening. You're not supposed to know that.
Yeah, look what he's doing to the military. I mean, here you have one of the top sergeant majors of the Army telling the leader of the 82nd Airborne's enlisted, he's telling people go out there and get the survival guide. All Army families should check out a book, Survival Guide for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Questioning Teens. And it gives another book that how parents can learn to support their LGBTQ plus child from the on-base military library.
There you go.
We're raising warriors.
We've got to take our country back, folks. We've got to take our country back. You know, we're coming up to a break, Joe. So hang tight. When we come back, I'm going to introduce a clip. It's a very interesting clip. So. We'll be back right after this. A lot more to come. Don't go away. We got 10, 9, 8. We're counting down. 7, 8, 9, 10.
7, 8.
All right, there you go. I got him confused. We'll be back.
Fight the fire.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Speary Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
And now for my next trick. I will combine the strength of hefty, ultra-strong trash bags with the joyfully clean scent of Fabuloso!
Wow! Smells like rainbows and unicorns!
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Well, that turned out better than when I tried to split my assistant in half.
New hefty, ultra-strong trash bags with Fabuloso scent. So strong, so joyful, it must be magic.